As Election Day approaches, you most likely have been inundated with phone surveys, TV ads, flyers in your mailbox, and opinions from your friends and neighbors. It can be irritating and even exhausting. However, it is really a small price to pay for the freedom to express your conscience at the ballot box without fear of reprisal or the worry that your vote will not be counted because you're the wrong sex or the wrong race or the wrong political party. To those who say they don't vote because they don't have the time to study issues or they don't care or they don't believe politicians serve their interests, let me ask you to reconsider. If you salute the flag or observe Veterans Day or even celebrate the 4th of July, you are acknowledging the value of living in a country that champions freedom of expression, even if that includes annoying phone pollsters. This election day, I plan to vote for candidates who not only say they are involved, but who actually show up, roll up their sleeves, and get busy. I plan to vote for candidates who understand the issues and who work across political aisles to address the concerns of their constituents rather than being entrenched in one ideology. I plan to vote for candidates who will work to understand the facets of an issue and strive to explain the complexities of those issues to the public. I plan to vote for candidates who understand the importance of service and are willing to do their best for all of us. I plan to vote for candidates who are intellectually engaged, but who embody humility. I invite you to do the same. Gandhi once said, "You may never know what results come of your action, but if you do nothing, there will be no result. One person can make a difference."